The next patient is Stephen Jenkins. The last name is J-E-N-K-I-N-S. Clinical case of number one. Clinical case of a 80-year-old white male that has a history of proteinuria that we think is associated to diabetes. The patient has been on ARB and SGLT2. There is evidence of changes in the proteinuria has come down to 1,000 milligrams in 24 hours from 1,800. He has an estimated EFR that is above 60. The patient is with very small ultrafiltration. His hemoglobin A1C is 6.8%. We decided to put him on Kerendia. That Kerendia is K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A in order to look for further improvement. The patient has tolerated the medication very well. In the laboratory workup, the serum creatinine is 1.1. The patient has a BUN of 22. The potassium was 5, sodium 140, period. My advice is to seek a nephrology follow-up or follow-up with the primary care physician because he's going up north in order to titrate the medications to the adequate dose. Number two, chronic kidney disease that is in stable condition. Number three, diabetes mellitus under control. Number four, arterial hypertension under control. Number five, hyperlipidemia under control. Number six, sleep apnea on CPAP. And number seven, obesity. We spend 4 minutes in the evaluation of the BNP, 12 minutes in the face-to-face evaluation, and 5 minutes in the documentation.